This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. And radio dramas and comedy special effects can sound like this. That was my laugh, wasn't it? But Garrison Keillor is only trying to fool your ears. In the movies, special effects experts have to fool the eyes. Remember that creepy tentacle in the abyss? Or the astonished look on the faces of those guys from Jurassic Park? This Memorial Day weekend begins the yearly pageant of state-of-the-art special effects that will last until Labor Day. FX artists have made tornadoes in Los Angeles and ice storms in New York for the day after tomorrow. They've also got Will Smith versus artificial intelligence in iRobot and the arachnid to trump all arachnids in Spider-Man. How do they do that stuff? Alan Maglett is the visual effects supervisor at Soho FX in Toronto. His company made some of the special effects for The Cat in the Hat and other movies. He joins us from the studios of the CBC in Toronto. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Maglett.
Not a problem. Thank you.
So how do you make New York City look like it's in the middle of the Ice Age?
Probably, I mean, the shot that you're talking about, if you've seen any of the clips or trailers, that's what they call a matte painting, a digital matte painting. It's painted digitally on a computer. And it's probably comprised of some other elements that were made in 3D, possibly a building, or maybe the Statue of Liberty was created three-dimensionally as a model on a computer, and then that is an element that was given over to an artist in a 2D department who is painting on a computer rather than traditionally by hand on a canvas. And what they'll do is if there are any actors that are walking through that scene in the distance, they would probably be shot on a green screen or a blue screen, and then later added into that matte painting to give the illusion that they're part of that environment.
What's the difference between, I gather they're called practical effects and computer-generated images now?
Practical being anything that you physically do and create right then and there, and the other one, the digital effect, being created solely on a computer. An example, I guess, of a practical effect is a lot of times in movies you'll see explosions. Those are all practical effects. Digital effects are usually something that can't be done practically.
But, like a car wreck, as a rule, is a practical effect because you can hire people who will run into each other.
Sometimes, not always. In Fast and the Furious, some of the car scenes, I'll say, were practical and some were digital. If it's going to endanger anyone's life in any way, chances are they'll go digital. And that, again, it depends entirely on the budget because digital effects tend to cost a little bit more. But at a certain point, you don't have a choice. I mean, you're not going to have a guy driving off a cliff with a car and falling, 500 feet. Another good example is in The Matrix, the second one, the highway scene where the two tractor trailers collided into each other. Mm-hmm. There's no way they would have done that practically.
Let me ask about The Matrix, because this was an important series of films for a lot of people. What made the special effects there so alluring?
For me, I think that the first one was, I guess, had the most eye candy in, and it was original. Mm-hmm. You had the whole dead time effect where Keanu Reeves, he saw the bullets coming at him in slow motion, where he was on the roof and he sort of leans back and he can see people throwing punches. And to him, everything seems like it's in slow motion. And to us, it's just that, at a super speed that we can barely see it. Mm-hmm. All of that was it was new. It was interesting. It was refreshing. It was different. And a lot of movies, unfortunately, special effects or digital effects, I should say, are just thrown in there just as eye candy to sort of help. Rather than help the story, sometimes the story focuses on the effects, and it's unfortunate. If anything, it's nicer to see the digital effects used to help carry a story.
I've been told that water is one of the most difficult things to handle in special effects.
Anytime anybody goes to a movie or sees anything, you may not understand how it's made or how it's done, but your brain definitely knows how it should look. Mm-hmm. So although we can create water and put it out there in a movie, if it's not moving right or something's just not right about it, you may not know what it is, but you'll definitely know that it just wasn't right. And one movie with water, I thought they did an excellent job with that. It was called The Perfect Storm.
Yes.
I haven't seen Master and Commander, I can't tell you. But in The Perfect Storm, what they did was they shot certain scenes inside a tank, just this massive tank. They'd have a portion of the boat was in it. And just the water that was immediately around them was real. That was the tank. Mm-hmm. And then everything else around them was just, concrete or whatever. That was replaced with digital water. So, you put the actor in the tank, you get the water with fans blowing, you get the look, the lighting that you want, and then wherever the actor is not in contact with the water anymore, you replace that with digital water, that just really rough water that behaves the way you want it to.
have to ask, well, we have a man of your expertise available.
Okay.
How, all those years ago, how did Charlton Heston part the Red Sea?
I'll tell you how I think it could have been done.
Yeah.
Simply by, and this is an old trick that's still used today. Mm-hmm. Basically, you would create your valley and you would pour water into it. Mm-hmm. And you'd have fans blowing on the water to give all that turbulence.
Oh.
And then you could play that footage backwards and it would seem like turbulent water is now being parted.
Oh, I get it.
It's easy tricks.
Mr. Maglin, thanks very much. Been a delight to talk to you. Although I must say, it's going to be a little bit more difficult in the movie theater for some of us this summer. We're going to
be watching
movies like you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Alan Maglin, visual effects supervisor for Soho FX in Toronto. We'll